Okay, we're holding here Parshas Achrimais after a long break. The inyan over here that's spoken a lot about in the Rishonim is the Sur LaZazel. Sur LaZazel is a highly, highly unusual, hard to call it a carbon, whatever it is, but it's the only time that we actually do something that we associate Lehedya to do for Satan of the Zara, hard to know what it is exactly, and we're trying to speak about this. Okay, this is a long Ramban. Hagoyel Echad LaZazel, Har Gavoya Tzukoshe, Shenema Eretz Gzeira Loshen Rashi. Fine. Zazel is a very strong mountain and inhospitable place. Otaz Koinim LaZazel Lemokim HaKoshe Shebehorim Yochel B'Yishuv Tamadlam HaMidbara Naishet Tzuk Tamadlam Eretz Gzeira. So the word Azazel comes from the word Az, which means tough, difficult, and we send off the Soir to a place that is highly, highly inhospitable to life, down mountains and so on. Fine. Rabbi Avram Kasav, the Ebenezer wrote, Amar B'Shmuel, Afal Pisha Kasav B'Soir Achata Shul Hashem. So he's asking a question, like always. The lashon of the lashon of the Ebenezer is laconic. It says there's one Sur LaShem, one Sur LaZazel. It sounds like Hashem is interested in one Sur, and there's someone else, something else, interested in the other one. So he says, even though it says the soyer chatas Lashem, Gam soyer zazel mishtalach Hashem. The other one's also because Hashem wants it. The ain't soyer, he says, you don't need to explain it that way. Ki hamishtalach einenu korban. The mishtalach is not a korban. Shelo yishchat, you don't shecht it, so it's not a korban. So there's nothing wrong if it goes to someone else. Vim yecholto lehoven asoy chachamilas azazel. If you want to understand the side of Azazel, teida side of side Shmoy, you will know its side and the side of his name. Ki yesh lo chaverim b'mikra. There are similar ones. Vaniya galoch k'tzat haside b'remes. I'm going to explain to you a little bit of the side. B'yoschem eshleishem v'sholos v'enu. When you'll be 33, you'll know it. This is a remez of Devin Ezra. Basically, he's pointing to 33 psukim later, which is going to be the beginning of Shchuti Chutz, the parsha of the Zaveach L'Seirim, Sheikiru Sham, and so on. V'hine, Reb Avram Neman Ruach Mechasadava, Devin Ezra is faithful. He doesn't say secrets that you don't have to say. V'ania Rochel Megala Seidai, and I, who is a gossiper, the Ramban says, will tell you this. I'll spill the beans. Chazal already spoke about it, and Bemela, I am going to explain to you. And like the Ramban usually does, Ramban explains basic concepts in language that we understand. Omer Beishas Rabba, Benos Aser Olav Ze Esav, Shnema Hein Esav Ochi Iseir, Eskola Vernoisav, Tam. So the Sir is something like Esav, as sounds Esav, and he takes the Averis of Yaakov. Beforeish Mizah Pirkei Belazar Gadol, it says the Fikra Noisin is Samoil Sheichad Yom Kippurim. They would give the Satan Shochan Yom Kippur. So Levatlas Karbonam, he shouldn't be Vatla Karbon. Shneim Agorlech LaShem Gorlech LaZazel. Gorolish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Karbon Oila, Vegorolish LaZazel Sir Achatos. So you have the Sur LaZazel, which goes to the kohos of Ra, and the one for Hashem. So then the Satan sees that they don't have any aversion kippah. You have one nation like Malach Hasharis. They walk barefooted, which is, you know, we don't wear shoes. They stand straight. Just like Malachi Shoras, there's shalom between them. By Kalazo, there's shalom. Malachi Shoras, the Kim Kol Chet. Kachem Yisrael, the Kim Kol Chet, Yom Kippurim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemei Adus Shei Yisrael Min HaKateg Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu has the Eidus, Hu Mechapa Al HaMizbeach, Val HaMikdash, Val HaKoyhanim, Val Kol Am HaKol, Shnem Bechip Es Mikdash HaKodesh, Akan Agadazu. So, we have a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is one of the classic Medrashim. It is Kabbalistic a little bit, and it's fleshing out exactly what happens with the Sar Lazazel. Vizel Said Inyan. So now he's going to start explaining, the Ramban is now explaining what is the Inyan of Sar Lazazel, what's it coming for, and what are you doing exactly? First, So the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael's main avera was latching on to kochos in the bria, kochos that exist, but they are not divine. They to the person who's not who doesn't have a sharp enough tfisa, to a person who is not careful enough, these kochos look also demigod, demi-divine, quasi-divine. They're sort of like God, like us, and getting this to stand. So the main part of Klal Yisrael's kishlon, the main part of their issues was the worshiping to kochos, not real kuda vodazara. That was also sometimes, but the main issue was that. Vihine, he says, HaTorah Osro Legamri Kabbalas Aleihusam Kol Avodos Lahem. Avol Tziva Gashmoyim Kippurim, Shenishlach Soy Bamidbo Lesara Moishu Kom Sachorben. Vo Aroilem Neshubalav, Uma Atzilos Kocho Yob Bechor Vishimamon, Ko Ilo Lekoich Acher Vadom Lochamas Amribis, Vapzayim Vamakas Apirachorben. So, we're not allowed to treat them like gods, but it is appropriate to give them their chelek. Let's talk a little bit about this because it's complicated. It's almost either or. So let's give a mashal. You have a large entity, corporation. You have somebody, let's say you have a sole owner of the corporation. So I own this business lock, stock, and barrel. I don't do everything myself. So I delegate a lot of power, and I have this underling doing this, this underling doing this, this second doing this, this second doing that, so on and so forth. That's why I run my business. If somebody is studying the business, he can say it belongs to Reuven, but this he does through Shimon, this does through Levi, this does through Yehudan. That statement is correct. Let's say I go and I say, since Shimon is running the department that I need some favor from, so I'm going to bribe Shimon, pay him off to give me what I want. That would be terrible because it doesn't belong to Shimon at all. He's not a partner where this is his division. I should not be treating Shimon as a bailam. And if I do, I'm doing something terrible. On the other hand, it is appropriate that we give out gifts for the holidays to Shimon and Levi for the hard work they do. In other words, acknowledging work and a chelik without acknowledging bailus is the tricky balance over here. So the emes is this person is not a bailam, On the other hand, this person has a chelek and so on. Let's take this analogy and bring it to the case we're talking about over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many, many kochos in the Bria, and we study them. In other words, Kabbalah is all about studying the kochos in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegates power to. I can sum up all of Kabbalah in one sentence. What do I need to learn? Like Hashem, nothing but Hashem, Einod Novado. So finished. It's true, but it's not true in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want to understand us to perceive a certain hierarchy. It's just like a person believes Einod Novado and yet he studies science because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to run the world through a mechanism. And studying and knowing the setting mechanism is positive. Now, not only that, but a person needs also to understand that every chelek of the bria has a tachlis, and it needs to be there. So, Lamasha, let's take a simple example. If a person will talk himself into it that there's nothing in this world but ruchnis, and if I could stop eating and drinking, he will die. And he needs what he needs to understand. Eating and drinking is an essential component of the world. And therefore, I need to account for it. I need to ask myself how much and what and so on and so forth. Ra, evil, is ultimately a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's something that I need to understand its role in the Bria. And for two reasons. One is Aderech HaPshat. Meaning, if I need to understand why am I struggling with bad so much, the answer is there is good in that struggle. That's one type of answer. That's one issue. There's a second, more important issue is a person is willing to acknowledge that there are many kochos in the Bria that come under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're sort of subsumed, they're extensions and so on. Memshelas Ra, I don't understand how, what, why, or when. It's fascinating. I want to. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim has almost at the end of the Rambam, in the uncensored version, has a whole piece about how he sees Christianity and Islam as part of a bigger picture that this is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratz in the Bria. And there's a sense of it. These have become such important dominant forces, even though in essence, as they are, the kfira, they're being koifen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Terasai. But tachlis, I also need to be able to see it as part of a bigger picture. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Yom Kippur is a time when we deliver to Ra its due. However you'll explain it, it's going to be something which is going to give you a sense of, it's something which will give a person a sense, it will give the Bria Shleimus through Ra, and therefore Yom Kippur does not acknowledge me. So it's not, so let's go back to that example with the secretary. If I offer the secretary money because I think secretary's got a lot of power and the secretary can make things happen, I'm undercutting the boss and I'm usurping his power and it's wrong. If I'm giving it because tachlis, I gain a lot from it, then something good is happening. So he says over here, Ramban, it's not we're bringing a carbon to him. He's not the address of the carbon. So just like if let's say I want to curry favor with Reuven, and I do it by buying his son a wonderful gift. So the gift is to the son. The favor I want is from the father. So I will... HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, give to Ra its chelek. So the waiter who's listening to the owner, when the owner says, give Reuven a portion, give my Eved a portion. It has nothing to do with the Eved. It has to do with the owner telling me as the waiter. Raka kol is la'odin, nosin la'odin, va'odin is suprast avdei. He's a faithful servant of the Adon. And this is why it was done al pigoral. Let's say I would get up and I would say, this is going for Azazel. So they would have the feeling, well, this is for Azazel, that's the address. I'm giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now I'm giving the Eved the Chelek that comes Hashem. And even after the Goyrol, he would stand him up in front of Hashem, and he would say, this is for you. And you know, it's reinforcing. I was thinking once, it's funny because the sending out the Sela Zuzel is Ish Iti. It's a temporary appointment. It's the scan, it's a temporary appointment. It's something that's how we look at it. It's a means for something, it's not the thing itself. Vitink Vitirgama Unkelis Lishma da Hashem Villa Zuzel. Ke'echalashem Hashem Voloy. Hashem Azazel Lishmoisha Azazel. So there's the Shema Hashem, when the one that we're sending to Hashem, it means to Hashem, and when we're sending the other one in out, we're sending it to Azazel, but not for the sake of Azazel. In general, Korbanus doesn't bother the Muslim because this is our interaction with Kodesh Baruch Hu. They understand that. You're also dealing with kohos of Ra. You're dealing with all sorts of forces that live outside, which is the Shadim and so on and so forth. This is why there's tumah on the one who takes these out, because there's an element he's associating with the kochos atumah, is associating with them. The remez of the Ben Ezra is shegshagia leposik v'leizbuchu oides ifcheim l'seirim v'amila murkeves v'chaverei rabin. So he's going back to that posik that it says l'zchoy l'seirim is the kochos of Ra, the satan, the azazel, whatever you want to call it. Bein einyam mevua. So this is two points. First of all, he says, there were people here that tried to understand some occult kohos of, you know, the spirits that are resting in the carbon and so on of that nature. And he said, I'm not going to speak about these kohos, not relevant. He said, the reason why I did say what I said is because I did not want to, I needed to reply to people who are rationalists. And this is a very famous quote of Ramban, where he speaks about Greek philosophy, Aristotle Greek philosophy. He says, two things. First of all, they deny anything that's not tangible. So, one. Two. And if they cannot understand it, if it's not rational to them, it doesn't exist. So even though this is a complex inyan, and he'd rather have not explained it, but he felt it's important that people get a sense that there's a big world out there beyond the limited world of our own Tfisa and so on and so forth. The truth is, does reason have a makom? I mean, every Mishugana comes along and he says wild theories about aliens and spaceships and coming down and who knows what, and you tell them that's absolutely crazy, it makes no sense. He says, well, you know, you're that type of person, only things that make sense exist and so on. The answer is, of course. If somebody comes along and tells me something that doesn't make sense, that's not a reason to accept it. It's a reason to reject it. But if I'm coming along with edus, so let's take the comparable example in science. If somebody comes along with empirical evidence, but it makes no sense, well, I keep testing and seeing if my empirical data is correct or not. But if it is, then I graciously allow my sense to move away, and I accept the facts. You know, as when we have Torah from our belief from Maimon Har Sinai, Matan Torah, so on, is there was a divine revelation. We have a very strong, I don't want to call it proof of it, but Agapanim, that's where we're coming from. You're saying it can't be because it doesn't make sense. That's not a taina. So if you deny the revelation, which they do anyway, fine. Then at least that argument. But if I'm coming and I'm telling you, I have a I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you tell me it doesn't make sense. That's not quite a reply to it. Let's see one more small piece here. The Maharam Rottenberg.
What about Shatnez? He's ignoring the third example.
So Shatnez also, he also speaks about it in the kochos. Shatnez is a mixing together of different kochos in the Bria, like all kelayim, that don't function well together. It's dealing with things that are not really tangible, and therefore it's something which we accept as such. Imagine a world. Imagine before they were aware of radiation and radioactivity. So things that were dangerous, smelled bad, tasted terrible, killed people on the spot, were very hot, very cold. But someone comes along, here it is, a room. It feels perfectly fine. I walk in, I walk out. I look hale and healthy, nothing wrong with me. And in a few weeks from now, I start getting sick, chas v'shalom, and whatever. He's dealing with the thing. These are all areas where you must understand another realm of metzias, or else it's just not going to work. Let's just see the Maamar Rottenberg. He's explaining that he's just adding this chazal that the Azazel is a kinui for the ultimate kohos of Ra, and they are malachim that landed in this world and became sort of the core of what's Ra. So it's interesting in its own right. But Akapanim, that's the Ibn Ezra with the Ramban. Okay. Gurten.
Thank you.
Call it bye.
Since I have the editorial board of Eshel here, can I give you two horas, which on the Siddur from over the course of Yontif?
I'll tell you what, if you want it to be Tallis, yeah. If you could email it, that way it'll be Tallis. Be Tallis, will be big Tallis.
Okay, say it.
Okay, that